Welcome to the ministry of Harvest Life Church. We pray that this message would help harvest the life God has for you.
Hallelujah. So good to be with you guys. Give yourselves a hand for coming on a Saturday. Come on. These are real Christians here. Get up on a Saturday. You could have slept in. It's kind of cold. And, you know, but you're here. Amen. So you get extra points from the Holy Spirit. No, I'm just joking. But that is an incredible thing. And again, thank you so much for having me today. Pastor Dave and Shara are amazing friends of ours, and they've preached in our church, and they are such a blessing to our lives. And I was with you guys here when they were way back in the early days, and I think it was like 98. You guys were meeting in some small little place. I remember the platform was in the corner. And y'all had a pink-haired drummer. That's what I remember. And it was an amazing, amazing time. But we've known each other for so many years. And it's so amazing to be here with you guys. I just have a few minutes, and I just want to drop something in your spirit. Are you ready today? Yeah. Amen. Real quick, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 is something that you need to get in your heart and get in your spirit. And for you tattoo folks, you might want to tattoo this somewhere on you. No. But you can if you want to. Amen. Matthew 28, 18 is this. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Holy Spirit, we just pray that your presence would be here today. May this word ignite something on the inside of every person that is here. And everybody said, so this is the mission, guys. You know, we came in on Wednesday and were able to enjoy this amazing conference. And it's not over tonight. You got Pastor Jared, who's just going to, he's going to set it off tonight and tomorrow. And it's been awesome to come and receive and get ignited. How many have been enjoying the conference? Yeah. But you know, something that I've noticed all over the world, and especially in Western Christianity, is sometimes we move away from the main thing. The main thing is not just that you and I are saved to enjoy a good life. That is a part of it. Can I get an amen on that? But the best life that you can lead is a life where you share with others. And as I read this scripture here, Matthew 28, you know, it's Jesus' last parting words to us before he ascended up into heaven. And he gives us this word to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. That's a word for you and me. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. It's not just for preachers. It's not just for pastors. It's what Jesus is telling all of us. Our mission in life, when we come into the kingdom, is that we go forth and share his love, share his goodness with other people. You know, Barna Research did a poll not too long ago, and the question that they asked was, how many people in America that were called themselves born-again believers had ever led somebody to the Lord personally? And the numbers that came back were astounding. It was less than 30%. Less than 30% of believers in America had ever shared their faith. They went a step further where they did another poll. Well, how many Christians believe that it is your job to convert others? And the numbers were even lower. Many said, oh, well, faith is a personal thing. But when I read the Bible, it tells me Jesus' words to us were to go. Can I get an amen? And then I'm reminded of a scripture that you might have come across in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 12, and 13. I want to share it with you real quick. It's written by Solomon, and it's an amazing scripture here, and there's a lot of layers of truth in it. But look what it says, Ecclesiastes 5, 12, and 13. It says, "The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much. But the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep. Now listen to this part. There is a severe evil which I have seen under the sun. Riches kept for their owner to his hurt. Riches kept by the owner to his hurt. And as I read that one day, something just really went off in my spirit. Because if anything categorizes much of the church today, it's this. We tend to take the riches of Christ and keep them to ourselves. Now, here's the problem. If you're here today, I want to challenge you. The problem with this is Solomon here calls this a severe evil. Severe. It's not just, oh, it's too bad. No, he's saying this is one of the worst kinds of evil that exists on the planet Earth. See, we like to point fingers at the world. We like to say, oh, well, that's evil. That's evil over there. Oh, those people that are doing those things, that's evil. But one of the vilest of evil sometimes is in our own churches. When we take the riches of Christ, come on, somebody. When we come to a conference and we receive and we get blessed and we get delivered, we get revelation from heaven that says you can live a restored life. We get impartation that allows us to take ground in our lives, to overcome the past, overcome pain. And then we go home and we say, this is such a good life. And every day we go to work, nobody at your job even knows you're a Christian. We go to the grocery store and we see the same grocery clerk every week, never even think of inviting her to church. We go by family members and we go through life and we're happy about the riches that we have, but we don't share them. The Bible says that's one of the worst kinds of evil right there. We got to be careful of this. And we see this all over America right now. It's a trend that we have to change. And we've got to make sure. And if you're here today, I just want to challenge you. Let's take this conference. Let's take it. Let's be ignited and let's understand. We're getting ignited and anointed, and not just so we could show off our spirituality. Come on, somebody. Amen. The anointing's not so we can glow in the dark and do party tricks and press people with our prophetic words and our visions. And come on, that's not what it's for. It's for sharing this great life with others. And we've got to be prepared to do that. Amen? See, it's the analogy is really similar to water. The Bible says that the Spirit of God is living water. And water is an amazing thing. It actually brings life to you. It brings refreshment to you. Without water, you can die. Amen? Water can save your life. And it's something, it's characteristic of what the Holy Spirit does for us. But did you know if water stays contained for too long, something that can give life, track with me now, can now make you sick. I've been around some Christians that'll make you sick. Come on, somebody. Oh, I've been to some churches that just would make you sick. It's amazing. It's amazing because, see, we start out with life-giving water of the Spirit. But remember, he said, riches kept to the owner's hurt. Did you know this? If you don't give out what God gives you, it begins to affect you negatively. And you and I have both seen it. When you take in and never give out, oh, come on, you can get weird as a Christian. I've been to some weird churches. I've been to some weird, praise and worship was like, wee, you know, it's like Twilight Zone type stuff. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. People that, you know, just taking in, not giving out, can get strange. And it would always puzzle me, like, God, why is this in the body? I mean, this is supposed to be life-giving. It's the water of the Spirit. But folks, when you don't give out, you become like stagnant water. no longer can you produce life. But if you drink stagnant water, it can kill you. It can make you sick. And folks, I'm tired of meeting people that have been made sick by church. I'm tired of meeting people that have experienced death. They won't serve God because of some weird church somewhere that tried to control their life, that tried to do all this stuff. See, folks, that's what happens when you don't give out what Jesus has given you. Ignite Conference is about lighting you on fire. Come on, it's about you getting lit so that you can go out and that you can share Jesus. Listen, amen. God is blessing you so you can get out and fulfill the mission. Because there's no greater blessing than sharing the love of Jesus. There's no greater fulfillment than giving out what Christ gives you. And here's the beautiful thing about giving out of the riches that you have. God always gives you more. Amen? But we know, we just want more without giving out. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? Just keep, give me more, and we're just sitting there, and we're wanting more to come, all the while the little we have is sitting stagnant. Church, I've seen it. I've seen it all over the country, all over the world. I've had the privilege now of traveling to over 40 different nations, and the narrative is the same. Whenever we get away from the main thing of making disciples, of growing the church, we're always going to run into problems. Because if we keep riches to ourselves, it begins to affect us negatively. And I'm tired of seeing weird Christians that chase miracles rather than run after the mission. So many Christians, we're chasing the supernatural. Did you know the supernatural is not our mission? The supernatural is for the mission. It's, you know, most people come into church, we want to go see people get healed. Some of the people that have the biggest crowds in America are the people that produce signs and wonders. And it's not unsaved people coming to receive. It's the Christians, because I want to feel something. I want to see something. So I can just put it in my little tank here, you know. And we chase things and we go after those things. But folks, let's get our eyes back on the mission. Because miracles happen in the mission. But miracles aren't the mission. Oh, let me say that again. Miracles will happen in the mission, but don't make miracles the mission. Don't be chasing that. Amen? What we should all be pursuing is to share Jesus. And maybe you're here today. Listen, I'm not preaching this to you to make you feel bad. I'm here to just maybe turn your attention and start being thankful for what God has done in this conference, what he's going to do tonight. Don't stay home tonight. Amen? I'm telling you, Pastor Jared has a word in his spirit, and tomorrow you get here. But here's a challenge. On the way home, talk to somebody. Bring somebody. Make a phone call. Say, hey, you need to come to church. Because that's what I want to just challenge you to do. Carry the mission and understand everything that God is speaking to you, everything God is trying to get to you is to make your life better. But it's also to give you the abundant life, because abundance is to be shared. I said abundance is to be shared. And here's the thing. Here's the warning of it all. But when you don't share it, it's like stagnant water. It just sits. But you know what the purest water is? Water that is flowing. It's coming down from heaven. Coming into your life, refreshing your family, refreshing your business, refreshing your finances, and then going into your neighbor, and then going into your cousin, and then going into your coworkers. Can I get an amen on that? That's what God wants to do. And that's what this word is for you today. And I pray that this conference today is going to challenge you. And maybe you're somebody, when you do some inspection in your life, you're going, wow, it's been a while since I've brought somebody to church. It's been a while since I've sat down with somebody and just shared my faith. You know, I was getting coffee on the way in today, and I was at Dutch Brothers and going through the drive-thru, and the guy, you know, they're super friendly at Dutch Brothers. By the way, y'all are, Idaho's super friendly. I don't even know how to act when I come here. Everybody's talking to me. I'm like, do I know you? California, it's a different planet. It's a different planet, guys. So everybody's here so nice. So he strikes up a conversation, and he's like, hey, you know, what are you doing in Idaho? Because he saw my license plate. And so I was tempted to just go, oh, I'm visiting friends. I was tempted to just go, oh, I'm here visiting friends. But you know what I said? I said, I'm over at Harvest Life Church for a conference. And he looked at me, he goes, oh, really? I said, have you ever heard of Harvest Life? And he goes, no, I haven't. I said, you need to check it out. You need to Google it. It's a great church. And we stuck up a conversation. I didn't get weird. I didn't try to prophesy to him. I didn't go off, you know, praying in tongues. Oh, katabahaya. The Lord shows me. I just said, you should Google that church. And he said, I will. Guy was from California. Simple. That's it. It's a seed. But how many of us miss those moments? Because our focus is on other things. I got fired up this week. And again, thank you all that served at this church this week. Everybody in the foyer there, the greeters, to the security, everybody. My wife and I are able to take what we got here this week and go back to Sacramento and really bless our congregation because of what you guys are doing in Nampa, Idaho. We're so inspired. And I just pray you guys will go forth and take the fire of the conference and just win one. Can we just win one? Let me just pray over you. Father, I thank you for every person that is here. May they take what they get from this great church, from this great conference, and go forth and give it out. And as they give out of this great reservoir of riches that you've given them, Father, I pray that you would rain down on them abundance, more, that their families, their businesses, every endeavor that they have will be blessed, and they can continue to share Jesus and complete this mission of going forth and making disciples. Bless these pastors. Bless this great church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening. We trust this message has blessed your life. Visit us at www.harvestlifechurch.org.